We are in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start again from Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I know it's going back a little bit, but I guess to get the flow of the sugya, we should start again from there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Before I forget, unfortunately, Larry Cohn was nifter, and the Levaya is today 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Zion Memorial Cemetery, a graveside service.
Where is Zion?
Zion is at the corner of Rockside and Northfield. Both of you take 271 or whatever it is to Rockside Road, make a right turn and go to Northfield. That's what I was told. Mm-hmm. What?
Make a right turn on Rockside onto Northfield.
Onto Northfield, right.
Now there's two cemeteries there, you have to make sure you pick the right one.
It's at the corner of Rockside and Northfield?
Zion Memorial?
You make a right on Northfield?
Make a right onto Northfield, you pass the first cemetery and move to the second cemetery.
Right, okay. We are in Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line before the end of the narrow line. The last two words are Amar Ulam. Amar Ulam, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bat Ger Amayni Ksher Lakuna. A Bat Ger Amayni doesn't say who he's marrying, but his daughter is ushered to marry a Kayan. Amar Le Rav Bar Ulam, the assumption at this point is he's marrying an Amaynis. A Ger Amayni is marrying a Giyaris Amaynis, which is a legal marriage, no Aveira. The daughter is kosher Jew, and Rabbi Yochanan is being Mekadesh, that not only is she a kosher Jew, but she can marry a Kayan. Frek the Gemara Kaman. Ikar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bat Ger Zocher Kabas Chol Zocher. Rabbi Yehuda holds that unless a girl born from Gerim, even from one parent, a Ger, cannot marry a Kayan. Nothing to do with Amayni. Even a Ger Ameriki, who marries a Geyaris Ameriki, and they have a daughter, can't marry a Kayan. Even if a Ger Ameriki marries a Jewish girl, he can't have a daughter, can't marry a Kayan. So for sure, if a Ger Amayni marries a Geyaris Amayni, it's no different than any other Ger who has a daughter, that his daughter can't marry a Kayan. V'ikir Rabbi Yaisi, Shita, Amav Ger Shanas a Geyaris Mitzik Shere Laguna. Rabbi Yaisi says, of course, why should we think it's Asur? The Ger Amayni married a Geyaris Amayni, these are Gerim, the daughter is Kasher Laguna. Are you going to say that the Havamina is that those Gerim that can marry Jewish girls, their daughter, according to IBIC, can marry a Kayan? But the Ger Amayni, who's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, and married an Amaynis, which is fine, but since he's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, his daughter remains Pasul Lakuna, even though nothing was done by Aveira. Avahai Dein Roy Bekol Loi. But this Ger Amayni, who's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, his daughter won't be Kasher Tikuna Minalei. Where would you know that from?
What is his wife,
this Ger Amayni? She's a Geyaris Amaynis.
So he's not going to marry her?
Yeah, because Kal Gerim Leik we call.
Amaynis, she's Megayaris first. Does it matter?
No, no difference.
To the Jew, okay.
No difference. But the question is, if Rabbi Yochanan is saying this Kiddush, that the daughter is Kasher Lakuna, why would I think not? According to Rabbi Yaisi, every daughter of Gerim is Kasher Lakuna. Why would I think this daughter of Gerim is any different? Because the father can't marry a Jewish girl? Why should that make a difference? Dr. Ashi. Vas Ger Amayni, all the way up. Kasalka Daita Chamayni Shin is Gairi Ishta Imai. It's an Amayni that was Megayri together with his wife. Vayrasa v'leidasha b'kdusha, and her conception and her birth are done b'kdusha. Bas chalu p'sulu l'kuna b'perek asara yuchsin. A book to the Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yaisi's b'perek asara yuchsin, the fourth perek in Kedusha. Menalei, menot teisi l'anhai, the mishim ein roi lovi b'kol, bita p'sulu yaisi mishar gerim. Why would I think that because he's not roi lovi b'kol, it's more possible than other gerim, hayo nekveseya mutaris? The girls are mutter, the mother is fine. Why would I think the daughter is not fine? Dr. Gemara, the Yalov Mikhail Gadlubamana. The Havamina is I would learn now from the Kaya Gadol Vamana that just like his daughter is a Chalala, so also a Ger Amoni's daughter is a Chalala. Right? A Kaya Gadol is a kosher Yid, marries an Amana, has a daughter who is a Chalala. So a Ger Amoni, who's not allowed to marry a Yid, also his daughter is a Chalala. In fact, the Gemara Mala Kaya Gadol Vamana, she can be Yasa Bavera. You can't compare the two. The Kaya Gadol who lived with an Amana did an Avera. Therefore, his daughter is a Chalala. The Ger Amoni who married a Gieris Amoinis did no Avera. Why would I think their daughter is affected? Zog the Gemara Chalol Yechiyach. A case of Chalol, who marries a Jewish girl. There's no Avera. He's a Chalol. He was born a Chalol. And he marries a Jewish girl, which is fine, a Bas Yisrael. Even if he marries a Bas Kayin, he's allowed to marry a Bas Kayin. And what happened is his daughter becomes a Chalola, even though no Avera was done. So we're comparing a Ger Amoni that marries a Gieris Amoinis to a Chalol who marries a Bas Yisrael. But Malachosh can Yitzhak of Avera. The father was created through an Avera. He's a Chalol. Whereas the Ger Amoni was not created through an Avera. He was a guy. He's restricted when he becomes a Ger to marry a Jewish girl, but there's no Avera in it. Nothing happened wrong. He wasn't born wrong. He didn't marry wrong. Why should his daughter be affected? There's nothing wrong with him. He has a chsar that he can't marry a Jewish girl. He didn't do the Avera. And nothing happened to him that we should say an Avera created him. Why should his daughter be puzzled? Zok to Gemara, Kain Gadol Yechiyach. Do a Tzad HaShava. Take the Kain Gadol and Amana. Take the Chol and Abbas Yisrael and look for the common denominator. The common denominator is not that they did an Avera, because the Chol didn't do an Avera. The common denominator is not they were created in Avera, because the Kain Gadol was not created in Avera. I go back and forth. Each one is not like the other one. The common denominator is Shein and Gbarayv Kol. They're not regular. Something is wrong in each of them. Meaning they're not regular. One has one problem, one has the other problem, but they're not the regular, non-problem-free people. So, Ibitam Sula, Havkan She'ena B'Rayv Kol, a Ger Amoni is not regular. Granted that there was no Avera done, he wasn't created by Avera, but he's not regular. There's something missing. Just like the other two have something not regular, he also has something not regular. Ibitam Sula, therefore, that's what I would think. That's why Rabbi Yechon has to tell me that it's kosher. That's what the Gemara is saying up to now. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, Mikayin Gadol Ba'amana. Zohayo Ve'in Aruya Ba'abita Chalala B'sula Lukuna. Ma'al Mikayin Gadol Shkan B'yasa Ba'avera. Zok to Rashi, Tamer Ba'amayin Shasa Amenis. Shein B'yasa Ba'avera. There's no living in an Avera. Chol Zohar Yechiyach. Shemutim B'bas Yisrael Ve'in B'yasa Ba'avera. He's mutter to marry a Jewish girl. There's no Avera. B'ita B'sula Lukuna. Malachosh can Yitzuras of Avera, Shabias Avavima of Avera. He was created through an Avera. Taimer Ba'amayni, Shein Yitzuras of Avera, nobody did an Avera in his creation. Kain Gadol Yechiyach, Shein Yitzuras of Avera, Bittamamon Absula. Atar Hashem Hashem, Sheinim Barayv Kol. Let's take a look how Rashi translates the word Einam Barayv Kol. Einam Kishar Rayv Yisrael. They are not like the other majority of Yidden. Shariyash Bekulam Tzad Pogam. Each of them has something wrong. Kayin Gadol B'yasa Ba'avera, Chol Yitzirasa Ba'avera, Amoyni Ein Aroy Lava B'kol. Each one is not the regular. There's something missing. Therefore, the Tzad HaShava is, if you have something missing, your kid should be pasul to a Kayin. That's the Havamina. That's why Rabbi Yechonin had to say that it's kosher. Because you would think that I learned out that it's pasul, Kamash Malon, it's kosher. In fact, the Gemara, I would never learn out it's pasul. Because Ma'ala Tzad HaShava Shebehem, Shekhen Yesh Behem Tzad Avera. You look for a common denominator, you can't just say they're not regular. There is an Avera somewhere here. In the Ger Amoni, there's no Avera. The common denominator is everything they share in common. So, a Kain Gadol Ba'amana and a Chol B'Bas Yisrael have a common thing that there was an Avera around in the neighborhood. A Ger Amoni has no Avera. So, you can't learn him, you would have no Havamina to derive him from the two.
Perhaps
Rabbi Yechon is saying a bigger Kiddush. There's no Havamina that a Ger Amoni who marries a Gieris Amoinis the daughter should be pasul lakuna, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says a daughter of a gerim is kosher. The chiddush here is that Amoni married a bat Yisrael. He did an aveira, and still his daughter is kosher lakuna. She became a zayna. I want to make that clear. When Amoni married a bat Yisrael, it was bat kain, right? She can't marry a kain ever. She had a relationship that's usher. We learned earlier in the seventh Perek that any girl who has a relationship with someone that's an issue to marry becomes pasul lakuna. Call her a zayna, call her tibat kain kisiya leizar, whatever title you want to give her, she has it. But it doesn't affect her daughter. It does not affect her daughter. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yechonon. Now, if you remember back when, we had him on the Amar that said a kayan who marries we had a Shiloh back in the seventh period. There were three Mandi Amrim, right? There was a Mandi Amrim that said, right, that if an Amaini marries a Jewish girl, she doesn't become a halala. Kol shata naisi bitai ata naisi amanasai. We had him on the Amen that said that. That even though it was a bia bavera, since his daughter is mutter, right? Since his daughter is mutter, since his daughter is mutter, so, you can even marry the wife. But we're not going necessarily with that Mandi Amar. We're saying even if you can't marry the wife, the Kayan can marry his daughter. Because even though an Avera was done, still she's mutter to marry a Bakayan. It does not affect the child. That's the Chiddush here. That it does not affect the child. The Avagaf, the Bias of Avera, Bitek Shera. Even though the Bias of Avera, still the daughter is kosher. That's Rabbi Yechonon's Chiddush. There was an Aveira done. You could compare it to Kayin Gadol Balmana, but we will see he learns that from a Pasuk that says that even though an Aveira was done, it does not affect the daughter. Rashi.
Not like a Kayin Gadol,
but this. Right, not like a Kayin Gadol. Rashi, Tzad Aveira, Bas Kayin Gadol Yitzirasib Aveira, Bas Kol Yitzirasavia Aveira. There's no Aveira at all. So maybe he said, Rabbi Yechonon said it by Rabbi Yechonon and Bas Yisrael. Amalayin, you're right. And the Gemara is going to bring a source in the Pasuk, because logically now, it should be Pasuk. The father did an Aveira. He married a Bas Yisrael. There was an Aveira done. Right? Still, the Chiddush is that the daughter is kosher.
We call a claimer. Not if the parent was born from an Aveira. No, the daughter of this Amoni
is born through an Aveira, correct. It's like a Bas Kain and Amana. It's like a Kain Gadol Balmana. Exactly.
Well, why is she mutter?
Zeris HaKasif. We didn't get there yet. But L'Chayri, you're right. Now logic is sure indicates that she should be possible. Amalayin, he asked the Rav and Amr Rav Yechonon. When Rav came, he quoted Rav Yechonon as saying, Bas ger amoyni bas mitzvi sheni, who married a bas Yisrael, Rashi. Amalayin, l'kama yolof mi'amov, we learned that from the word mi'amov, bas ger amoyni mitzvi sheni, shenasu bas Yisrael, ubiyasam b'aveira. They married a bas Yisrael, and that's an aveira. Rav Yechonon amr k'shera, Rav Yashlokish amr p'sula. Rav quoted it as a machlokish, Rav Yechonon and Rav Yashlokish. And first we explain Rish Lakish. Shlakish Amr Psula, the Yalof Mami Kayin Gadol Balmana. He learned it out from Kayin Gadol Balmana, as makes sense. Logically speaking, Kayin Gadol did a lav, he married Amana, the daughter is a Halala. And Maini did a lav, he married a Bas Yisrael, the daughter should be Pasul Lakuna. She comes from a Bias Aveira, which is why Rish Lakish says she's Pasul. Rabbi Yechonon Amik Shera, Rabbi Yechonon says Kasher. The Tani Rav Zakkai Kamei de Rav Yechonon. And the way we're going to finish it, figure this out, is from Rav Yechonon's response to this brisa. Reb Zakkai said a brisa in front of Reb Yechanan. And from Reb Yechanan's response to that brisa, he explains why he holds that an Amoni who marries a Bat Yisrael and did an Aveira, still the kid is Kashu Lakuna. Where it says, Ki'im Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. It says that a Kohen Gadol should not marry a Amona and a Grusha, he should marry a Besula. What's the word Me'amav? Ki'im Besula Yikach Isha. What is the word Me'amav telling me? It says a Kohen Gadol should not marry an Amona and a Grusha and a Halala and a Zaina as Eila Lo Yikach. Kiyim besula yikachisha. Then a wonderful pasuk. What's the word me'amav? Lohavi yiyiris mikina. It's saying me'amav from a different nation. Even if she's a yiyiris from her base. Is that how he translates mikina?
Her heritage.
What? Her heritage. How does he pronounce the word? Kina, kana?
Kana.
Sheik shere lukuna. That's what the Brisa said. That means if a ger amayni marries a ger yairis amaynis, right, then she's kasha lakuna. So the me'amav says, if she came from a different nation, it's interesting, me'amav would mean his nation, l'chayra. But we're dashing the extra word to include that even if she's born from a different nation, she's kasha to marry a kohen gadol if she's a psula, as long as she's born Jewish. Rashi?
Was it both?
Both. The same nation. Amayni marrying an Amayni. Well, it's a Milo over marrying a Bas Yisrael. That's a lav. This is no lav, no iser. Even though they're both Gerim, their daughter can marry a Kayan. That's what we're learning out from the word Me'amav. That's
no
what Reb Zakkai said.
There's no
Aveira.
That's why.
Right. I'm not finished. I'm just reading the prices. The Amarle, I'll do the next two lines. And Rabbi Yechon responded, I disagree with that Brisa. I think that Brisa is mistaken. Anishai na'amav me'amav. It could have said besula amav. What's me'amav? They'll tell me partially from one nation and partially from another nation. That means even if there was an aveira here, because it doesn't make a difference in halacha if one is American and one is Canadian. I wouldn't need a pasuk to say partially from one nation and partially from another. The only partial is if one is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl and marries a Jewish girl. So he's partially from another nation and partially Jewish. And the chiddush is that even though that bia was not vera, he can still marry the daughter. Besula abami beis amamim. That includes a besula that comes from two nations that aren't allowed to intermarry. Me'amav. Could have said besula amav. What's me'amav? The Havi Besula Habami Beis Amamim. Even if she's only partially from a Ger and partially from a Jew, and it was an illegal marriage, still it's kosher. And you say only if both parents are Gerim, no Aveira. Again, the Gemara is going to explain the drasha, so I'm going to let the Gemara do it better than me, but. Reb Yechon is bothered with the word me'amav. Me'amav seems to say that it's not from one nation. If it were all both parents who were from one nation, it would say besula amav. Me'amav adds that part is from one nation and part is from a different nation. Now, which two nations is the Torah allowing their offspring to be marrying a kayan? Correct the Gemara. My shnei amav.
Does that mean Yiddish?
So I said, I don't know how we're learning this because Amav means his nation, means Jews. And we're dashing Amav to mean a different nation. I said that right away at the beginning. I don't know the answer to that question.
It sounds exclusive, but here
it's inclusive. It's an extra word, and from the extra word we're saying even from a different nation. And the Brisa said, it's from a different nation, both parents from the same nation. And Rabbi Yechonin said, for that it would have said Amav. Me'amav says, even if it's from a partial. That's what me'amav tells me. Now, who is the partial? Who is this me'amav? My shnei amamim. Now, it doesn't mean Canadian and American. Because there's no difference in the Torah if both are Canadian, or one is Canadian and the other one is French. They're both the same. For all practical purposes, I don't care what nation they belong to, there's no difference in halacha. If we're going to stress the fact that they're two nations, obviously it has to be two nations that affect halacha. If they don't affect halacha, then why in the world do I mention them? Again, let's give the Gemara a chance, and then we'll speculate. Let's give the Gemara a chance. My shneyamim, ilay ma minus shenas aminus. Umay mishneyamim and the schar masurim and the kevus mutaris. You could say shneyamim means the same nation, but two halachas. Males are aser and females are mutar, so it's considered like shneyamim. But haynu giyaris mekana. That Rabbi Yechanan, to me, it's the same nation. The fact that they have different halachas, male and female, doesn't make them two nations. They're still one nation. So what is this Giyaris? What is this girl that's born May Amav from two nations? Who are these two nations? Must be Alabamayni Shalasa Bas Yisrael. Alabamayni married to Bas Yisrael. This girl was born from two nations. And it was an illegal marriage. Because if not, two nations don't make a difference. The only time two nations make a difference is if one can't marry the other. If not, what difference does it make if you call it? They're all one nation. What difference does it make? Obviously, we're looking for a case of two nations that the nations make a difference. So a habamina was that you can have two amayni and amaynis, and they're considered two nations because of different halacha. One's mutter, one's aser. But it's one nation. Must be, it's talking about an amayni bas yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan, from the word mei amav, learns Mayamov that if a Maimi marries a Bas Yisrael, the Kayan Gadol can marry his daughter. Because the Braisa said Mayamov means he can marry a Bas Gerim. Rabbi Yochanan says for that it wouldn't say Mayamov, it would say Amov. The May tells me partially one nation, partially the other nation. Why should that make a difference? Must be it's talking about someone who is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl marries a Jewish girl. It's May Amav. Partially one nation, partially a different nation. And the Kiddush is even though an Avera was done, the daughter is married to Kuna. That's Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Yerushalmi doesn't agree to that drasha. I don't know what he does with the pasuk. He learns an Avera is done, the daughter is pasul to Kuna.
The psula part is...
Psula just means that the girl can't have had previous relationship. The word may amav is extra.
This has nothing to do with psula.
Yes, psula is a requirement that he marry a psula. Now, where does the psula come from? So without the word may amav, I would say he married a Jewish psula. A born Jewish psula. Comes along the Torah and says, no, may amav. Amav tells me she can be daughter of Gerim. Mayamov tells me she can be from a mixture of nations. Since when should a mixture of nations make a difference?
Any mixture. The condition has to be calm.
Right. Karat, it's a mamzer.
Here's Zona.
It would be Karat.
Here's
what, this is Zona? You can call it a Zona, you can call it a Machlokes Rishonim, how to name this lady. Rashi. The Tanya Rav Zakeh claimed, Mahai Klolo Shemini Leila Rabbi Yechon the Machshir. From this Klal, from this Braisa, from his reaction to this Braisa, we see how he that whole discussion. Yeres Mekana Mimchaina from her base, from her heritage. Klemishaviya v'imam amechad v'nol de b'kedusha. Lavuki ger amayni shenasa bas Yisrael the lab mikana he. It's not from a Yeres of her heritage. Hayo b'yasa b'avei rabit the psula. That's what Reb Zakkai had in the Braisa. Reb Yechanan told him, said, Amav me amav. Midem asin l'mikta b'sula amav yikach. Uchtiv b'sula me amav. Even from one part of the nation and a different nation. This is where I learned Rabbi Yechon said it's kosher.
What does
Rabbi Zakkai
say about
Ne'aman? I don't know, since Gemara does not tell us. Doesn't say what Rosh Lakish does either, except he agrees to that brisa. Right? Rabbi Yechon has changed the brisa as mistaken. It's a mistaken brisa. My stay amim the cover. Ilema, period. Okay. Now, Ikin the Amri, they have a much more direct drasha. Instead of saying Me'amov means two nations and digging around what two nations are, they say the Me'amov is directly talking about an Amayni and Amaynis and about Yisrael. Why? Amrle, according to the Ikka the Amri, the way Rabbi Yochanan worded it was, Ani Shaina E'amov Me'amov, Lahavi Besula Haba Mishnei Amimim, Ume'am Shiesh Bashnei Amimim. Amov and May Amov tells me she comes from two different nations, which is an Amayni and Bas Yisrael, which is a Ger and a Bas Yisrael. But what Ger? From a Ger that the Torah differentiated between male and female. So the Torah is directly dealing with a Ger Amayni. It's not that I figure it out because I'm looking for two nations and the only way I can find two nations is an Amayni and Bas Yisrael. The Torah said May Amov to tell me it's partially from a nation that in the nation itself there are differences between different genders. Rashi. Ikin the Ami Haki Kamerle Behedja, the Farish. The Havi Psula Abamishne Amim Israel is the Ger. And what Ger are we talking about? The Hois the Ger of the Me'am Shiyesh Bishne Amimim. The Hainu Amaini. Period. So going to the first lesson, the pasuk didn't identify Amayni. It identified a Ger and a Bas Yisrael. It identified a Ger and a Bas Yisrael, and the Chiddush was that it was even though it was an Aveira. And according to the second Lashon, the pasuk specifically stating Amayni, because it's saying a nation that there's a difference in the nation between genders. The difference is, a Mitzri Sheni marries a Bas Yisrael. According to the first Lashon, there's no difference between an Amayni that marries a Bas Yisrael and a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Bas Yisrael. They both are Aveira. They're both the kid is Kusher because they're both Me'amov. They're both a nation that partially banned, partially Jewish, partially a guy who's not allowed to marry them, and the kid is Kusher. According to the second Lashon, the Pasuk only addressed an Amayni. It never addressed a Mitzri Sheni where both genders are puzzled. The pasuk only talked about a ger that the female is mutter and the male is usher. So how do I know Mitzri Sheni? Again, Rabbi Yochanan originally said this halacha by bas ger amayni, and the same would apply l'chayra to bas Mitzri Sheni. Now, how do you learn it out? If you learn out the first way, the pasuk said a Jewish girl married a ger that she's not allowed to marry, the kid's kashu lakuna, that's mei amav. But according to the second lashon, the pasuk identifies only an Amayni. The Torah didn't talk about a regular general statement. So what happens to Mitzri Sheni who marries a Bas Yisrael, who's not allowed to marry her? Would her daughter be mutter, would the daughter be mutter lekuna or not? So according to the first lashon, it would be included in Me'amov. There's no difference in a Ger Amayni who marries a Bas Yisrael or a Ger Mitzri that marries a Bas Yisrael, Mitzri Sheni, second generation Mitzri. But according to the second lashon, the pasuk only talked about a ger that the Torah differentiated in genders. That doesn't apply to Mitzri.
So, how do you get it from the word amav?
Which shot? First, second. Again, amav is extra. That's the first you say. It's an extra word.
I would have said get it on.
Again. I started off the conversation. I said I don't know the answer to this question.
That part. How do you get the next stage?
Amav tells me a different nation. It's an extra word to tell me even if she comes from a different nation. But that doesn't take the May Amav. What's the May doing?
So
the first lesson says May means partially from a different nation. And the question is, what's the Kiddush of partially from a different nation? Even if she comes completely from a different nation, it's good. So for sure, partially. The answer is, it's partially from a different nation that wasn't allowed to marry. And still the daughter is kosher lakuna.
Now we're focusing on which one is that? Is it Ammoni or Mitzri or?
Is it a general statement? Any nation that's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl?
Ammon
and Moab or Mitzri and Adami?
But they have permission at some point.
That's a third generation. We're talking about second generation.
Right.
Or is it only Amini because the Torah said specifically a nation that has a difference in gender?
That's the only nation that has that, right?
Right.
We took for Dover Pasha that Mitzri means both Mitzris and Mitzri.
But that's what the Mishnah said. It was a Machloikas, right? But that's what the Tanakhama says. And Shimon holds only Skarim, but we're going into Tanakhama Shimon, which is the way we paskin.
Back
to Gemara, Lahach Lishna Bas Mitzri Sheni Dikshere Lakuna Minole. According to the second Lashon, how do I know that a Bas Mitzri Sheni is kosher? The key time of the Yom of Mamayni Shinas the Bas Yisrael. You make a comparison to Mamayni. Ma'ala Mamayni Shinas the Bas Yisrael Shekei Nekevas Mutaris. Mamayni has that extra thing that females are mutter. Dr. Gemara, Mitzri Sheni Shinas the Mitzri Shni Yechiach. A Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shniya. It's a perfectly legal marriage. The daughter is Mutar Lakuna. And there's no Nekevas Mutaris, and still the daughter is Mutar Lakuna. Ma'ala Mitzri Sheni Shinas the Mitzri Shniya Shkeinim B'yasa B'Avera. No Avera was done. Amayni Shinas the Bas Yisrael Achiyach B'chasra Adin. You make a Tzara Shava. Amayni marries Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Kasher. And Mitzri marries Mitzri Sheni, the daughter is Kasher. The common denominator is they both come from marriages of people that couldn't marry a Bas Yisrael. The Mitzri Sheni can only marry a Mitzri Shniya and the daughter is Kasher. And Amoni can't marry a Bas Yisrael and the daughter is Kasher. So we say, you can't say that Amoni is Kasher because the females are Kasher, because by Mitzri it's not females are Kasher. So we see that Pshat is, it's a common denominator as long as the daughter comes from a partial marriage of a Jewish girl, or from two gerim, and she is kosher, she can marry a kayan. This is only according to the shita that says a ger's daughter can marry a kayan. The shita that said a ger's kayan can't marry a daughter, a kayan has to learn this whole pasuk differently, which I don't know how they would learn this pasuk. Rashi, Bas mitzri sheni shenasi Yisraelis abiyasa b'avera minolei l'rabiyechon d'ksherah. Ma'al ha'moyni shken ha'kevas ha'moyni is mutaris miyad. The mother is mutter. The woman would be mutter. By mitzvi, we treat the kevas like schar. Mitzvi sheni shenas the mitzvi shniya yechiach. She bitok sherish our shlichesi. The avav b'shiyesh b'm tzad chomer k'dikamer. Even though it comes from a nation that the females were banned, the lo kisharya. Avon yaviyazu hayavay shlichesh k'sherit lekuna. Chazar adin tzad hashav b'shem sheni b'roiv kol. They're not regular. Bitok shera. Period. Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu the Shemana Leilu Rav Yehuda Damar Amav Mei Amav Leidana Mai Kamar. I heard Rav Yehuda darshening Amav Mei Amav. I didn't understand it. Now I understand it. The Trashi, Leidana Mai Kamar, Mai have a darish, but what he darshened. Avu Ashti Yedana. Now I understand. The Lachshuri Bat Amay Nishanas the Bat Yisrael Kasi. Coming to make a Bas Amayni, a Bas of an Amayni who married a Bas Yisrael, then it's mutter. At the end of the day, it's Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. And again, the Brisa read like Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan corrected the Brisa because he felt that the Brisa was not dealing with all the pieces because it said Mei Amav, and Mei Amav came to include even if it's an Avera done. Now the Gemara is going to bring a simpler version of the same Gemara, a different story of how we figured out Rabbi Yechila. Meaning, we had Rabbi Zakkai telling him a Braisa, and his correcting of the Braisa. And this one is going to be the same Gemara, but without going through back and forth, Amav, Me Amav, just going to go through the facts. This was the brisa that Rav Zakkai said. Not the brisa that we quoted at the top of the page, but a different brisa. This was the brisa. The brisa said as follows. The brisa said, Isha minus kshera. Okay, everybody agrees to that. A woman that's a geyeris minus is kosher to marry a Jewish man. B'na ma'amayni pasul. Her son, it'll be pasul. Because her son, from Ein Amayni, goes by his father. Right? And Amayni marries an Amaynis, the son is pasul. Bita ma'amayni kshera. That's also true. If an Amayni marries an Amaynis, and they have a daughter, it's kosher. There's no reason they should be pasul. There's no aveira done. Everything was legal. And a gershon asa geyaris bita kshera lakuna. There's no problem. Here comes the shayla. So the Brisa said clearly, when is this true? When both parents are gerim. One is an Amayni, and one is an Amayni. Avo bita ma'amayni, but a Jewish woman who marries an Amayni and has a daughter, psula. So this was the Brisa that Rav Zakkai quoted, clearly stating that if an Amayni marries a Jewish girl, it's pasul. Amar lei, puk tana libara. Go learn your brisa outside, which means your brisa is wrong. My da amit isha minus kshera, I agree. The first part of the brisa that said an amaynus is kosher, amayni, but like amaynus. But no amayni pasul, the amayni who. If amayni marries an amaynus, the son is pasul, he's an amayni. Bita amayni kshera, lamai, who you kashering, the daughter. Ilay melava bakol. If you're telling me that an Amayni marries an Amayni, the daughter is allowed to marry a Jewish, has to imok shemi, the Giyaris herself was kosher, he mi boy, for sure the kid's kosher, the female child. Ella lakuna. Teretz is the bride is saying, an Amayni marries an Amayni, the kid's kosher lakuna. And then the bride says, the man's war about Amayni, Amayni, in his gyro. Abobita Amayni, psula. Now, who did this Amayni marry that we're saying pasul? You just said kosher. You just said Amayni marries an Amayni, it's kosher. So who is pasul? My bita Amayni. Ilay Amayni shalos Amayni, hainu giyaris mikana. That's the case before. El Amayni shalos abat Yisrael. And you're telling me it's pasul because an Avera was done. That's the brisa. Amalei Shem Yechidin told them, puktana lebara. Take your brisa outside. It's not true. So it's the exact same thing, but without drashas of sukkim. He quoted a brisa that said, an Amayni marries an Amayni is the kid's kosher lakuna. An Amayni marries a Bat Yisrael, the kid's pasul lakuna. So Rabbi Yechon said that brisa is wrong.
Why?
According to this version, it didn't go into the drushes. It's based on the Gemara before, but it was a different brisa. The first version had a brisa that just said the words, Kibbasula Ma'amav. And the Gemara got involved in the drushes. The second version, he didn't bring any psukim. He quoted a brisa. He told him, take your brisa and go. He didn't say why. The reason is the same. But in the conversation, that wasn't the conversation.
It's all the Amayama.
Yes.
So, what's the point here?
What brisa did Rav Zakkai say that Rav Yechanan disagreed with? What was the brisa? What were the words of the brisa?
Well, Ryokan said that it's not a good brisa, they would have said, why not, right?
Right. But the Gemara doesn't go into it because it knows it already from the first conversation. Again, the two differences are no difference in halacha at all. What brisa did Rav Zakkai say?
It's just a matter of
accuracy.
Same brisa.
The different words. The first brisa was a very short. The second brisa was a longer brisa, well explained, and Rabbi Yechonah said, not a good brisa. First brisa was a short brisa, and Rabbi Yechonah disagreed, and the Gemara went through why, which is the same reason he disagrees with the second brisa,
right.
Except that the Gemara didn't go through it, just which brisa did Rabbi Zakkai say originally? Rashi.
It's like saying, the one more Kirubio, the Itema is that the same type of thing? Right?
I'm not 100% sure what you just said, but it sounds great.
This person said it was shame this person. I don't know. It was really said it was shame this person.
Right, it's just a matter of accuracy. Correct.
That's what I meant.
Hachi Tani Kamei Razaki Kamei Rabbi Yechon Rashi Isha Amaynis Mepharish Lo Lekamei Amar Lepuk Tano Lebra The Maid the Kamei Isha Amaynis Kasher Lo Kol Shaper Kamei. That which you say Giyaris Amaynis is Kasher, you're right. That Amaynis Vilei Amaynis Ubenam Amaynis Pasul Lo Kol. If an Amaynis marries an Amaynis and they have a son, it's Pasul. The Hanami Amaynis Hu. A male with Amaynis. It goes on forever and ever. Bitum Amaynis Kasher Lo Man Ilaim Lo Kol. Is it telling me that daughter of an Amani and Amani can marry a Jewish man? Has to imush like no the Bikdusha Amrit Shera. The woman, the mother who was a Giyaris, you let her marry a Jewish man. Bita Shino, the Bikdusha Miboy. So the daughter was born from a Jewish mother, right? So why should she be worse than her mother? Ella Lakuna. Well, how did Tari Baba worry about money by money? She is guided. Be all the way by staying in Shiraz and Bavera. Then the Bryce says it's only an Amani and Amani that didn't do an Avera. V'hi giyaris mikana, and she is a giyaris from her heritage. Abo bito ma'amayni psula. Ma'yi, what's the case? Ilem bito sh'amayni ma'amaynis. Is it going back both or gerim? We just said, hani giyaris mikana v'achshirisla. We just said that's a heritage giyaris, and she's kusher. Elevad I sefer the kapaslis. The sefer that says it's pasul, is talking about ma'amayni sh'nasa ba'chisro. She's the yasa ba'vera. So Rabbi Yechon said, "Puktan lebara, the anamik shera, sharini shayna amav meyamav." Rashi brings the reason that the Gemara doesn't bring because of amav meyamav. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "By mitzvi and adaimi, two generations are usher, man and woman." Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon said, "The kavas are mutter." And he made a chavachaymer. Madach by Amayni, when it's charim or iser ilam, in the kevus or mutter, by mitzri, where it's only two generations, for sure the kevus should be mutter. So the Rabbanan said to him, if you're telling me halacha, we'll accept that you learned that way. If you're telling us logic, the logic doesn't make any sense. And he told them, the logic does make sense, and it's a halacha. Those were the two responses. Dr. Gemara. My tshuva. When the Rabbanon say they have a slug up to the logic, how do they slug it up? L'chayra, Reb Shimon said something that's very logical. Amayni is usher forever. And yet the Torah said only males. Mitzri is only two generations. Doesn't it make sense that Mitzri is less strict than Amayni? And it wouldn't be more strict and include females, less generations, makes sense that it's less strict. And if it's less strict, it should not usher the female. That's the kasha. That's what Rav Shimon said. So the question is, what's the Rabbanan's response? Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbanan's response is very simple. A person cannot marry his daughter and his granddaughter. But he can marry his great-granddaughter, biblically. Right? So, arayas show you that it's usher, male and female, your granddaughter from your son, your granddaughter from your daughter, no difference. But only two generations. After that, it becomes mutter. So we see that you can have an iser for two generations that bans women just like men. Your kasha was, if it's only two generations, how can it be stricter than Amayni? By Amarias, that's only two generations and it's still stricter than Amayni, is a raya that your logic is no good. That's what the Rabbanan answered him. Arayas. Man and woman are both usher. Dr. Ashi, Arayas Yechichu. Shloi Asim Bemel Shloi Shadiris. Bas Bita Atsuraloi. Who Beklau, he's one of the generations. The Asim Bem Nekemis Kisharim. Bas Bita Kabas Benai. Right? It's Bas Bita is like Bas Benai. We see Arayas. Asher's man and woman, even though it's only two generations. So we see the fact that it's more strict, more limited. Yep. It's less strict than Amayni. Amayni is all generations, and Arayas is only two generations. Still, we're more strict on boys and girls, So the same thing is true by Mitzri. Zokti Gemara, Mala Arayish King Karas. You can't compare that. Arayish is a different league. It's Karas. That's why it's boys and girls. You can't say Arayish should teach me Mitzri. Arayish is Karas. You're right. It's only two generations. It's both boys and girls. But it's a Karas. It's a different league. It's an essay. Tyrus says they can marry third generation. We infer that they can't marry till the third generation. Rashi, Shken Karas, Timer Bemitzi Vadaimi Shein El Asay, Dar Shlishi Yavalem, the Pasik says they can marry third generation, Velay Rishim Vishaini, Velav Abomacha Asay Asay, Hilkali Nasabai Nekavis Kiskarim. So you shouldn't be able to learn now from Arias that males and females are equal. By the way, the whole drash is a little bit, needs a little hesber, because by Arias, we're not answering any males. We're answering the son's daughter and the daughter's daughter. It's only females. We don't answer males, we only answer females. It's not like you're answering to your grandson. That's zocher b'zocher, that's not the yisr. It's your son's daughter. But we consider that scharim to the kevus because it goes through scharim. So you see that the Torah equated scharim and kevus. It's really that, not exactly a comparison. We're not answering the man and the woman. We're answering the grandfather and the granddaughter. It's always with a woman. But still we see that the Torah did not differentiate whether that granddaughter came from a son or a daughter. So we see that kevus and scharim are treated the same. The answer is that's karis, and therefore that has no bearing. And for the Gemara, Mamzer Yechiach. Mamzer shows me it's not Karas, and there's no difference between a Mamzer and a Mamzeres. There's no difference between a Mamzer and Mamzeres. Do you see that the Torah does not differentiate between man and female? Zok the Gemara, Mala Mamzer Shkene Roi V'Kavir Loila. Mamzer is never Mutter. Again, the whole basis was because Mitzri is less strict. So how can you bring Mamzer to prove Mitzri? Mamzer is forever, and Mitzri is only two generations. Dr. Gemara, Arias, Yechichu. Take Arias and Mamzer. Arias is only two generations, but it's Karas. Mamzer is not Karas, but it's all generations. Common denominator is, the Torah answered male and female. So we see you can have an Isra of two generations, right? So we say that we learn Arias and Mamzer and make the common denominator. The common denominator between Arias and Mamzer is that the Torah did not permit any female, did not differentiate between male and female. It's not because of Karis, because Mamzer is not Karis. And it's not because of the number of generations, because Arias is only two generations. So what is the common denominator that the Torah answered? Whatever the Torah answered is man and woman unless otherwise specified. That's what we're saying. If you look at Mamzer and Arias, what is the common denominator between them? That they're not, you're not supposed to marry them, and there's no difference man and woman. Terry, did you tell me, well, Mamzer's all time, Mitzri's less strict. But I have Arias, that's only two generations. You'll tell me Arias is Karis. Mamzer is not Karis. So obviously it doesn't depend on Karis, and it doesn't depend on being usher for many generations. It depends on being usher, period.
Arias goes both ways to great grandmother and marry the grandson.
I told you, it really, yeah, the grandson can't marry his grandmother. He could marry his great grandmother. Yes. Right. We'll continue this tomorrow. We'll do this piece again on tomorrow.